I'm Sid Garza-Hillman, and this is what I think.
This has been a crazy week. Crazy week, and like an entire week. Last weekend, I was speaking in Santa Cruz at the Veg Fest down there. First year ever on that Veg Fest. And my goodness, boy, that was good. Did I already talk about this? I don't remember. It's been such a long week that I'm exhausted. My voice is like gone. And then this week at the resort, we hosted a group from Eddie Bauer. That's, you know, Eddie Bauer. Freaking Eddie, Mr. Eddie Bauer. I had no idea who Eddie Bauer was. My kids kept saying, well, what does he do? I'm like, I don't even know if he's a he. He could be like Led Zeppelin, who I thought was a person for like 7 years. Anyway, and so Molly Hatchet, what's she up to? You know what I mean? Like this is like a thing. Jethro Tull, what's that guy doing? I don't even know. Eddie Bauer was at the group, was at the Stanford Inn there, and took him on a couple hikes. I did the leading. And by me, I mean my training partner, Sid, who has shown up in many of my YouTube videos. You guys know her, right? She did most of the leading. I tend to, what's it called? Get lost easily. But I was along for the ride and had fun and snuck a little running in there too. Felt great though. Like the 2 days ago was like a 5 hour hike. We pushed almost 10 miles, great, a lot of hills. And it was great because it was on the course of my race and I got to be on those trails and I'll be on them again in a week. Man, I'm so excited. My race is coming up. And by excited, I mean nervous and anxious and not sleeping well. Is that the same as excited? I don't know. It's a lot of pressure, you guys. And it's this kind of, you know, like it's a lot of pressure. And I finish it and I go, yeah, I'm doing that again. And then I, about 3 weeks in before it, every year, I go, why am I doing this? I don't learn that. Well, This is late on a night. This is like the only time I have to do this podcast. And so I'm drinking water past my intermittent fasting time. And frankly, I'm good. Like I've been pushing it pretty hard. And so, again, the voice. But the water's fantastic. It's got a kind of a, I think it was aged in oak. The Eddie Bauer group, they're a bunch of influencers. You guys know that word, influencer? It's a word. It was a word before social media, just FYI. It's been co-opted, but it was a word already. These are kids, and they... I didn't mean that pejoratively. These are kids who have many, many, many people following them on social media. And so they talk about, they get, Eddie Bauer sends them out and they could do things. Cool. It's also, to me, just, and again, I'm just being transparent here. It's a very clear sign because these are groups of kids who make their living posting stuff on social media. I clearly made some wrong turns in my life. Clearly made some wrong turns in my life. I mean, I don't even know why Eddie Bauer didn't. For a second, I was like, "What, Eddie? Why did you not hire me? Why can't I be?" Oh wait, I quit all social media. Not the demographic. I don't think. I don't think Eddie's going. Let's look for somebody who just quit all social media. Can we do that? And who has a podcast that's unthemed, as far as we can tell. But that's what it was. But a really nice group of people. Like I had a great time. We were hiking. It was like 30 people. It was really fun and had some good conversations and they're all doing cool stuff. And I'm jealous of their camera rigs. I mean, I have a decent camera rig for my vlogging, but these people were like, it was next level. They were putting their bags on the ground and opening them up. And I'm like, holy crap. It's like a whole house in that bag. Okay. So anyhow, I always do a quick thank you to the people who help support me on Patreon. Thank you so much, and who leave reviews, or don't. But thanks to the people who did, tell you that much. And I'm just glad you guys are here. I mean, if you weren't here, the whole world would be askew. So this is going to be a little bit of a downer. This is going to be a little bit of a downer episode is what I'm trying to say here. So I have a little bit of beef with the white coats. Okay, not the turncoats, not the red coats. The white coats. What do I mean? I mean doctors. Now, look, I'm not going to... Look, I have friends who are doctors. Isn't that like the thing? I have friends who are African. Okay, well, that gives you legitimacy. But I actually have friends, and a portion of which are doctors. I'm not taking on them. I'm just saying that the institution of medicine needs a little bit of ass whooping. That's all. Look, I'm just, that's all I'm going to say. except for I'm going to say a whole bunch more. Here's why. Every now and then I'll get a little text from my wife who reads way more news than I do. She subscribes to the New York Times. So she still shoots me articles. It's good because sometimes I talk about them in these episodes like this one. So she sends me this New York Times article and it's about something scary. And I just go, do I want to be scared right now? And then eventually I did. So I started reading the article. And you guys should know about it because it's, from what I can tell, it's real. This is not a joke. Like, I don't want to be like, hey, this funny thing happened. Did I tell you the thing about the scary fungus infection? That was a crack up because this is actually real. There's a fungus called Candida auris. From what I can tell, it means Candida auris. What am I, freaking Latin major? Someday I'll tell you guys when I know you better, and I know you pretty well, but not quite well, that I was the vice president of the Latin club in high school for one reason and one reason only. And you may think because a cute girl was in Latin. I don't even know if there were girls in Latin. I don't know. It's because somebody said, oh man, you got to get a bunch of clubs for college. So I was like, yeah, fine, Latin club. All right, let's do that. Let's do the Latin club. And then I got elected a vice president of said Latin club. I can say Agricola. That's the one thing I remember from Latin. I think I showed up to a few meetings, got in the yearbook, got me into UCLA. I'm convinced that's what got me into UCLA. He's vice president of the Latin club. Well, then that's no longer a dead language. Anyway, so this New York Times article is about Candida auris. Okay, so now I'm going to bum you all out, okay? If I make jokes throughout this thing, it's just me expressing my sadness through humor, okay? This is not new. See, here's my beef with MDs. It's because my beef with medical doctors is, and I have to say it's about the white coats, because the white coat, the wearing of the white coat. If you look at doctors, and some of them speak at VegFest, and they're fine, they're great. But they wear the white coat in their photos. You know why? Because it has authority. It has authority. That's why when I speak or when I take a picture, when I'm in a photo, I wear a t-shirt that says Nutty Nut Nut, because that's what gives me authority, see? And that's also the reason why I'm not an Eddie Bauer influencer. I do want an Eddie Bauer jacket, though. Those kids were wearing some sweet-ass jackets. Did they offer me one? No, I would have given me the jacket off their back, but they didn't. They've got to lift those heavy cameras. And so the white coats gives this air of authority. And they know a lot, so I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to say that they don't know everything. And they really don't know everything. But in the West, we have a thing where we go to them for everything health-related. And that's a very, very big mistake. And it has been a big mistake for hundreds of years. And yet, we kind of keep doing that thing. And it's got to stop. It has got to stop. Now, I'm not anti-Western medicine. I want to be very clear about that. I take my kids to a doctor for checkups. They don't generally go otherwise because there's no freaking reason to go otherwise. More on that later. But one time my daughter got hit in the head with a thing and we took her to the doctor. Like, it's great. My wife, you know, her appendix burst. Like, I'm not going to go to the freaking naturopath for that. I'm not going to go to a naturopath for anything, frankly. But certainly not for that. They saved her life. So I want to be clear. I'm talking about limitations. I'm talking about constraints on their knowledge, because there are constraints on their knowledge. This fungal infection is the real deal. Now, if you don't remember, last year, like 2017, December of, yeah, a friend of mine passed away. And he passed away because he caught a crazy bacterial infection in the hospital and they could not get on top of it. He's 52 years old. One of my closest friends. And he went in for a routine procedure, like a outpatient thing, but he contracted some weird thing. He went home and he had started feeling not well and he went back to the hospital and he passed away 3 days later. This is the real deal. Well, this fungal infection, fungus that's going around, is the same thing. So here I'm going to quote you some things from this New York Times article, and I urge you to look it up. I will put a link in the show notes of this episode. Couple quotes here. Ready? Number one, for decades, public health experts have warned that the overuse of antibiotics was reducing the effectiveness of drugs that have lengthened lifespans by curing bacterial infections once commonly fatal. So again, antibiotics, amazing, incredible, until the overuse occurred years ago. This is not new. This is years ago, and now we are freaking paying the price. That's not part of the quote. back to the quote. But lately, there's been an explosion of resistant fungi as well, adding a new and frightening dimension to a phenomenon that is undermining a pillar of modern medicine. The pillar being, I'm assuming, antibiotics that they throw at everything. You don't like spaghetti? Take an antibiotic. Another quote. This is similar to concerns that resistant bacteria are growing because of excessive use of antibiotics in livestock for health and growth promotion. Now, let's be clear about that. I want to be clear. Oh, I'll finish the quote. As with antibiotics in farm animals, azoles, this is an antifungal that they're using and are widely used on crops. So we're over-medicating crops and animals and as a result, unnecessarily, by the way, freaking unnecessarily. And what's happening is this the fungi and the bacteria are they're getting stronger. They're figuring out how to survive because that's what organisms do, like us. Like we do, right? We try to survive under stress. We're trying to figure we figure out how to survive. That's our deal. Well, they're doing it really well. And so anyway, back to another quote. Resistant germs are often called, quote, superbugs, but this is simplistic because they don't typically kill everyone. More on that freaking in a minute. They don't kill everyone. But they are most lethal to people with immature or compromised immune systems, including newborns and the elderly, smokers, diabetics, and people with autoimmune disorders who take steroids that suppress the body's defenses. If you wonder why people are on steroids with inflammatory issues, because steroids suppress the immune system. That's me. I'm talking. This is Sid now. They suppress the immune system and they get rid of the inflammation, but they suppress the freaking immune system. So here's the picture now. We're more susceptible. And when we come in contact with something like this, Candida auris, and these are easily, and there's another quote, easily spread, carried on hands and equipment inside hospitals, ferried on meat and manure, fertilized vegetables in from farms, transported across borders by travelers and on exports and imports, and transferred by patients from nursing home to hospital and back. Good night, Johnny. This is happening. This is in the U.S. It's already happened there's stuff in this article. I don't even want to, you can read it yourself, how they're keeping it secret because they don't want to freak everybody out. But they're freaking keeping it. They're like kind of not. This quote is, hospitals and local governments are reluctant to disclose outbreaks for fear of being seen as infection hubs. Hey, don't tell people about this infection. I don't want to look like an infection hub. Then people won't come to me and spend money. I don't want to tell you that people are not surviving. Okay. So again, my beef with white coats is that there is this kind of like, we're right about everything and we wear a white coat. So just do what we tell you to do. And it needs to be questioned. It is done. This stuff is happening. And it's also happening. It's not all the white coats, but it's happening in agriculture too. There is no reason for herbicides and pesticides. There is scientific, the Stanford Inn hosts one of them. It's a biointensive research garden where they are proving without a doubt, without using herbicides and pesticides, organic or otherwise, to grow a massive amount of plants to feed, and they are actually building soil, whereas regular agriculture, including organic and conventional, actually deteriorate soil. They're growing soil. It's happening. And it's time that the authorities start listening to the people who are doing the real work on the ground. When it comes to the medical community, I think they are brilliant with what they do, but they are overstepping their lines, and it's not okay. They are advising me on nutrition, and they are not trained in nutrition. And I'm one of the few people, and I'm just going to say this now because everyone's like, well, doctor, they're learning about nutrition. And until it becomes an institutional requirement that all medical doctors are trained in nutrition, I don't want them in the business because they create a false sense of authority about nutrition when only 0.1% are actually trained in nutrition, but they propagate this idea that, well, you go to your doctor for nutritional advice. There are some that are super knowledgeable about nutrition, more knowledgeable than I am. Garth Davis is one of them. Michael Greger is another one. Esselstyn, McDougall, Furman. These guys are MDs. They're really smart about nutrition, but they're not the norm. They're not the norm. It is incumbent upon us to understand the limitations of the practitioners that we visit. But it's also a responsibility of the practitioners to know their own frickin' limitations. Because if somebody comes to me and starts asking me about a bacterial infection or about an antibiotic, I have always I've been asked about chemotherapy. I've been asked by clients, what do you think about chemotherapy? Should I do it? I go, I'm not going to even get into that conversation. That's between you and your doctor, for crying out loud. Let me know what you decide. And we'll try to, you know, we'll try to figure out a nutritional solution to at least help, you know, supporting your body during it. I mean, this is common sense. But I'm not going to overstep my, here's a really good antibiotic. It's what I'd recommend with no training at all. That's what's happening because of the culture of authority that exists in the medical community. It's just like we're the pros. Well, this is the price we're paying now, is things that are superbugs, bacterial and fungal and otherwise. This is what's happening. We are overdosing, over-medicating, and we are creating infections that we do not have the fight for. We do not have a drug that can handle some, not all, but some infections we do not have the answer to. What do we do is a question. What is the answer? Sid, what is the answer? Well, at least one part of the answer is this. When you look back at that quote, people with immature or compromised immune systems. Here's what compromises immune systems. Besides things like steroids and the diabetes and the smoking, but also inordinate amounts of stress. Look it up. But chronic stress weakens immune systems. Okay. What we are talking about here is strengthening. I mean, science is, I'm sure, I guarantee it, looking for the next drug that can handle the next bacterial infection. But the thing is we're sort of in a back and forth on that, because the drug gets created, then the bacterial, and it creates and it kills a bacterial infection, but then that bacteria over time will learn how to mutate, and then we got to come up with another drug, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what we should, it's amazing. We should keep doing that, because we're talking about life-saving stuff. But at the same time, MDs should be moving people to practitioners who understand how to also strengthen the body, to lower stress, to feed ourselves well, so that our bodies are stronger as well, so that we strengthen our immune system, so we strengthen ourselves, so we decrease the chances that we'll need antibiotics. We may need antibiotics, but we need to be mindful of creating a body that needs it less and is decreasing the chances of needing it at all. That's the ball game. That's the ball game. We may not have the drugs that are ever going to get this candida auris. We probably will. I mean, medical science is incredible. But in the frickin' meantime, we've got to be better about taking care of ourselves. We have got to be better about taking care of ourselves. We have got to be the people who do not have compromised immune systems. And that is about keeping stress low. That's about feeding ourselves well. That's about exercising in ways that aren't too stressful and not too little. This is about socializing. Not a freaking joke, you guys. Not a joke. I'm not kidding. Socializing. The things, not social media, but socializing with people. This is the stuff that brings our stress levels down. It really, really does. On a completely biological level, the good bacteria in our guts that are first line of defense of our immune system eat fiber. They need fiber to be strong. They need fiber to be robust. How do they get it? Because we eat food that has fiber in it. That's why. Guess what has fiber in it? Friggin' plants. Guess what doesn't? Animal foods and plants that we mess with and refine. It's very simple. If your food has fiber in it, it's going to be feeding the good gut bacteria. Sorry, but it's freaking true. Don't go to your doctor for that opinion. Don't go to your doctor to talk about anything about nutrition. Don't go to your doctor about anything that's preventative. Go to your doctor when something as bad is happening and you need to have it dealt with. If you're already sick, if you have a serious sickness, if you break your arm, if you have a heart attack, if you have cancer, these are things, go to your doctor. But all the while, focus. My beef is not with doctors who do an amazing job. My beef is certainly not with a Western medicine model. It's saved many lives and it does every single day. It's incredible. My beef is the overstep. My beef is walking across that line and talking about something that you do not know because you have a freaking white coat on. And it's as irresponsible and immoral as me doing that or any other practitioner who has limitations in their knowledge, and they shouldn't overstep their bounds too. Do not make me bring back Randy the Mechanic. That's from my old show. But if anybody knows that, then that's Randy. Okay. That's a reference that most people will not get. So, okay. So I'll leave it with this. I don't want to freak anybody out. This is not like it's not millions of people dying, but it's people, it's happening. And this is one thing that's happening, but there are also, again, there are bacterial infections already that we don't have antibiotics for. This is real. So self-care. I've talked about the virtues of self-care, and I usually talk about it in terms of happiness and joy and living the good life. But obviously you can't see that's not big of a, it's not that big of a step from being alive, right? Dig? Yeah? Okay. So the answer, strengthen your immune system. Strengthen yourself. Decrease the chances that you'll need to take antibiotics and any medications. Decrease the chances you'll need to be in a hospital. Strengthen. Strengthen. Get strong and frickin' stay strong.
There are no roads out of Los Angeles. The inroads all converge to one. Cause we all are the dream. We all are the seeking one. We all are the one who will say we have one. And then we will have one. Except for